And now this is a dictation. For William Lafreniere, Lafreniere, May 2852, addressed as a letter to Dr. Russell Anderson, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Anderson, a follow-up for Mr. Lafreniere, who has advanced renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, morbid obesity, last visit in October, comes accompanied with wife and daughter. Daughter is concerned that patient appears hallucinating, refusing to eat, poor oral intake. He's present at Laurels of Carson. He has fell without loss of consciousness, some trauma to the left knee, is morbidly obese, has an indwelling Foley catheter with urine looking very thick with pus, no bleeding. There is no documented fever, nausea but no vomiting. Question, normal to soft stools without bleeding. Denies abdominal discomfort. He has some myoclonus changes, stable dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen inhaler, HEPA machine, denied chest pain palpitation, AV fistula, was done at Lansing, December 18, left-sided, without inflammatory changes, no major Stilling syndrome. Next paragraph, I review discharge summary. Dr. Patel, PATEL for the AV fistula without any complications. It was a brachiobasilic creation. Next paragraph, medication list review. It takes Codic. Pain control with Norco, Tramadol, antidepressants, medications for memory, anticoagulated with Coumadin, has received Diflucan for yeast urinary tract infection. Next paragraph. On physical exam, present weight, according to family, at 298, which is down from recently to 311, as patient is not eating. He is hard of hearing, no gross respiratory distress. He's morbidly obese, cooperative, follow commands. His speech without expressive aphasia dysarthria, I saw myoclonus upper extremities, lungs are distant clear, no pericardial wrap, minor discomfort right lumbar area, normal on the left, obesity of the abdomen, minor tenderness, epigastric area. There is chronic edema. He is off the diuretics Demadex. The most recent chemistries are from January 26. Anemia of 12, normal white blood cell platelet, normal sodium potassium, metabolic acidosis 18, recent creatinine as high as 5.2, presently down to 3.9, representing a GFR of 16. A normal calcium, a low albumin, a normal phosphorus. He's known to have gross proteinuria, probably nephrotic syndrome. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Advanced renal failure, underlying diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, nephrotic syndrome, off ACE inhibitors or ARBs because of high potassium, also off aldactone, same problem, presently off diuretics. The plan, he has indwelling folate catheter with persistent yeast infection, has received a low dose of diflucan. There is mental status changes, hallucinations, questions related to medications like narcotics, but can also be early sepsis, as well as advanced renal failure. I don't believe he needs immediate dialysis. The issue, however, is that he needs a different type of antifungal medications. He merits admission to the hospital for further assessment as he has multiple medical issues. Patient family is agreeable. I call emergency room Carson City. They know him very well. Likely will be transferred to Sparrow at Lansing. Eventually, patient's daughter is planning to do home hemodialysis for what an AV fistula already accomplished, needs to mature. Kind of deep because of his body size. All issues discussed at length and coordination was also accomplished. This was very prolonged visit, end of dictation.